Welcome in. Today we're going to drive that old school drum and bass swing for a deep jungle atmosphere in Ableton Live 12, and we're doing it in the arrangement view mindset, intermediate level. So I'm assuming you already know how to build a basic drum loop. The goal is not add groove and hope. Old jungle swing is controlled timing chaos. The main backbeat stays trustworthy, while the break and the in-between hits do the dancing. Microlate ghost snares, hats that lean forward, and variation across 8 and 16 bars so it feels alive like classic hardware sequenced breaks. By the end, you'll have a 16-bar drum arrangement. Intro into drop into variation, and we'll build it as a two-layer system. Layer 1 is a chopped break for texture and swing. Layer 2 is clean one-shots for punch and consistency. Then we'll glue it together with stock devices. Alright, set your tempo to 165 BPM. Time signature 4/4. Create 3 tracks, one called drums, break, one called drums, one shots, and one called drums, hats and ghosts. You can group them later into a drum bus, but don't do it yet. Get the parts behaving first. Now pick a break. Amen, think, funky drum or anything crunchy works. Drag it onto drums, break. In the clip view, turn warp on. For warp mode, start on Complex Pro as a safe general choice. If it starts sounding smeary, drop to complex. If your break is super percussive and clean, try beats mode and set preserve to transients. Then bring the envelope somewhere around 10 to 25 so it keeps that bite instead of turning into papery mush. Here's the key move. Slice the break. Right click the clip and choose slice to new MIDI track. Use transient slicing. Create a drum rack. Now the break is playable as slices, which means you can retime it and re-trigger it in a way that feels like jungle editing, not just one loop with a groove template. Quick teacher note, slicing is a huge part of why old jungle feels like it has hands and elbows. Groove templates help, but jungle often comes from intentional little reorders, retriggers, and timing decisions on specific hits. Next, we need an anchor. This is the part a lot of people skip, and then they wonder why everything feels wobbly. On drums, one shots, load a drum rack, pick a short punchy kick, not too subby, and a snare that's crisp but not overly modern. If it's too thin, layer a clap quietly, but keep it tasteful. Program a classic backbone. Kick on 1.1.1, snare on beats 2 and 4, so 1.2.1 and 1.4.1. That's your truth. Duplicate it out to 4 bars. And here's your first big rule. Your anchor snare is usually less swung than your hats and ghost stuff. If you swing the main snare too hard, the whole track feels drunk. The funk should live around the backbeat, not replace it. Now let's talk swing and Live 12. Open the groove pool. Add a groove. A classic starting point is something like MPC 16 swing in the 54 to 58 range. We're not trying to go clown shuffle. We're trying to get that rolling pocket. In the groove pool, set a starting range like this. Timing around 55 to 75%. Velocity around 10 to 25%. Random around 3 to 8%. That gives it motion, but it's not falling apart. Now the real trick. Selective application. Apply your groove heavily to your break slices and to your hats and ghosts. Apply little, or none, to the one-shot snare. You can even leave the one-shot kick mostly straight too, depending on the vibe. Think of it like lanes of responsibility. One-shots are the timekeeper. The break is the drummer's hands and texture. Hats and ghosts are momentum, the roll, the sense that it's pushing forward even when the main hits are steady. And don't commit the groove yet. Keep it non-destructive while you arrange. Commit only when you're sure you like the pocket, because once you start building variations, you want the flexibility. Now we go beyond groove pool. This is where it starts sounding real. Manual micro timing. Go into the MIDI clip for your break slices, or do it on the hats and ghosts clip, depending on how you're building your pattern. Turn triplet grid off. Set a 1/16 grid as a reference, but be willing to temporarily disable grid to move notes freely. Here's a feel-based starting guide. Ghost snares. Nudge them late, about 8 to 18 milliseconds. Extra hats or shakers. Nudge some early, maybe 4 to 10 milliseconds. Main snare. Keep it near the grid, or barely late, like 0 to 6 milliseconds. That combination is the dragging but driving feeling. The hats pull, the ghosts relax, and the backbeat stays readable. And a coaching note. Micro timing is best as contrast, not as a constant. If every bar is equally drunken, your ear adapts and it stops feeling special. Try making bar 2 a bit straighter and bar 4 a bit looser. That's where the live illusion comes from. Now let's program hats and ghost notes like a jungle drummer. On drums, hats and ghosts, load a drum rack with a tight closed hat, a short open hat, maybe a ride, and a lighter ghost snare sound. That ghost can be a rim, a quieter snare, or a filtered version of your main snare. Start with closed hats on every 1/8 note. Then add extra 1/16 hats mainly between the snares, not on top of them. You want to decorate the space, not clutter the backbeat. For ghost snares, try these classic placements as a template: 1.1.3, just before beat 2. 1.2.3, just after the snare. 1.3.3, just before beat 4. And 1.4.3, just after the snare. You won't always use all of them, but this gives you that rolling conversation around 2 and 4. Now velocity is everything. Hats, somewhere in the 40 to 80 range, with variation. Ghost snares, 15 to 45, and vary those too. Main snare, keep it strong, like 100 to 120. If your ghosts are loud enough to sound like another snare pattern, they're too loud. Ghosts should be felt more than heard. Then apply your groove more aggressively to this hats and ghosts lane. Timing like 65 to 80%, random around 5 to 10, velocity 15 to 30. This is your momentum engine. Now let's control the break so it keeps funk but doesn't wreck the mix. On the break track, or inside the drum rack chain, use stock processing. Start with EQ8. High pass around 80 to 120 Hz to remove low mud, because your kick and sub should own that space. If it's boxy, dip around 250 to 400. If it's too fizzy, gently shelf down around 10 to 12K. Then drum bus. Drive around 5 to 15%. Keep boom off most of the time in jungle. Use damp to taste. Crunch low, like 0 to 10. Then a saturator after that. Analog clip mode. Drive 2 to 6 dB. Soft clip on. This gives you density and grit without needing to turn the break up. Optional, add an auto filter for movement. A low pass at 12 dB, and you can automate cutoff in fills or transitions. The goal, the break provides grit and swing, not sub weight. Now your one shots. This is where you keep punch consistent. On drums, one shots. Put drum bus. Drive 3 to 8% and push transients up. Maybe plus 5 to plus 20, so the kick and snare speak clearly. EQ8 if needed, snare body around 180 to 220 and presence around 2 to 5K if it needs crack. Then a limiter is light peak safety. Just shaving peaks. Do not squash the life out of it. Remember, your one-shot snare is the truth. Even if the break is dancing, the listener always knows where 2 and 4 are. Now we'd arrange. This is where jungle becomes jungle. We're building 16 bars of movement. Bars 1 to 4 are the intro or tease. Filter the break with a low pass so it's like 6 to 10K, and keep hats light. You can even mute the one-shot snare for the first two bars and bring it in halfway through, so the drop feels like it locks in. Add a reverse cymbal into bar 5 if you want, just as a little inhale. Bars 5 to 12 are the drop, the main loop, full break and one-shots together. Sprinkle an open hat occasionally on the and after snares, but don't do it every time. And here's a very old-school trick. Every two bars, remove one element for a moment. Drop a kick once, or pull hats for half a beat, so the groove breathes. Those micro dropouts are how you keep a simple pattern feeling alive. Bars 13 to 16 are variation and transition. Change the break chop in bar 15 or 16. Maybe repeat a small slice as a half bar stutter. Add a snare fill with 1/16 hits rising in velocity, but don't go full marching band. Automate the break saturation slightly up in bar 16. Maybe automate a filter sweep on the hats bus, and a classic jungle move you should absolutely try. Drop the break for one beat right before the section change. Leave a reverb tail or room sound, so it doesn't feel like a mistake, and then slam back in. That negative space makes the next hit feel huge. Here's an extra arrangement coaching move. Pick one reference bar, usually bar 1 of the drop, and get that bar swinging perfectly first. Then copy it forward and edit. Don't build 16 bars from scratch. That's how you keep identity while still adding movement. If you want an advanced variation without changing the groove pool, duplicate your hats and ghosts clip into A and B. In clip B, manually shift just a few notes, a couple hats earlier by 5 to 10 ms, a couple ghost snares later by 10 to 20 ms. Alternate A and B every two bars. It'll feel like a different groove state while the engine stays consistent. Now once the arrangement is working, group the three drum tracks into a drum bus group. On the group, add glue compressor. Attack 3 ms, release auto ratio 2 to 1. Aim for only 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. Subtle. Then a very gentle saturator, like 1 to 2 dB drive, just for cohesion. If the low end starts spreading, use utility for stereo discipline. Keep kick and main snare centered. Let hats and break ambience provide the width. A big warning here. Too much bus compression kills the breathing, and breathing is what makes swing feel exciting. Before we finish, do a quick reality check. Turn the volume down until you can barely hear the drums. If the groove still walks at low volume, your pocket is real. If it only feels good loud, your transients might be masking timing problems. And finally, common mistakes to avoid as you refine. Don't groove everything the same. Don't overwarp the break with a million warp markers. Keep ghost notes quiet. And don't forget 8 and 16 bar variation, because jungle lives on small edits, not constant new sounds. Mini exercise if you want to lock this in. Make a 4 bar loop with break slices, one shot kick and snare, and hats and coasts. Create two groove states, one tighter, like timing 60 and random 4, and one looser, like timing 75 and random 8. Arrange 8 bars so the first 4 are tighter and the next 4 are looser with more hats. Add one fill in bar 8 using a break slice stutter. Bounce it and listen away from the DAW. If it rolls with no bass, you're doing it right. That's it. Break for swing and texture, one shots for punch and truth. Groove applied selectively, and then micro timing for that real push-pull. If you tell me your BPM and which break you chose, I can suggest a specific 16-bar variation plan with a signature edit that fits your material.